Wisconsin's minimum wage may have gone up in the last year or so, but Wisconsin AFL-CIO president David Newby says the increase is hardly enough to make a living.
When you look at the current minimum wage and index it for inflation, even now with the increase that we got a couple of years ago, the actual value, the purchasing power of the minimum wage is way below what it has been historically. So we've got a lot of ground to make up in terms of raising wages for the lowest wage workers in Wisconsin and in the country.
Newby says the AFL-CIO is pushing federal and state legislators to further increase the minimum wage.
The figure that's being talked about most often, and which we will achieve in a few years, is $7.25 an hour. But we don't feel that that is actually adequate and would like to see it above that. It probably needs to be, you know, in the realm of at least $8 an hour for people, especially those that have a child or two, to be able to supply their family with a good standard of living.
Wisconsin's current minimum wage is $6.50 an hour. The state raised the minimum wage last June. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.